One of the things that really grates my nerves is when I hear women say, I don't want to be muscular, I just want to be toned. Or should I lose weight first and then lift weights because I don't want to build muscle over fat? Or should I lift high reps and low weights so that I can stay toned because I don't want to get all bulky? After being in the fitness industry for 20 plus years, I still hear women say those things. And I'm telling you, it really grinds my gears. And that's no shade to the women asking the questions, no shade at all. It's just really an indication of how misinformed we are as women about having muscle. As women, especially women over 40, muscle is so, so very important. If there was a magic formula to addressing aging as a woman, building muscle is definitely or would definitely be part of that magic formula. I mean, I cannot tell you how important it is to have muscle. Well, actually, I can tell you. And if you stick around, I'll tell you all the more marvelous benefits about having muscle, being toned, being tight, or whatever it is that you call it. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. All right, welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am your host, LaDawn Hickman, and I was just going on a little bit of a rant about tone and muscle and some of the misconceptions around that. So let's talk about tone, muscle, and how to get me off the soapbox of tone and muscle. So let's get into it. So what is the difference between tone and muscle? Tone and muscle, they're often used interchangeably, but they actually mean two different things. Muscle is the physical tissue, while tone is the appearance of the muscle. So let's break it down just a little bit further. Muscle is the physical tissue that makes up the body, and it's made up of proteins and other nutrients, and it can be built up through exercise. Weightlifting, in my opinion, is the most effective way to build muscle as it puts strain on the muscle and it forces it to grow. Weight training, in particular, helps to build muscle while burning fat, which can lead to a toned and defined physique. However, building muscle does not necessarily lead to a toned look. Muscle size can be increased without reducing the body fat, which means you can have muscles that are not necessarily visible. Now let's talk about tone. Tone is used to describe the appearance of muscle. So generally, toned muscles are lean and defined, and the muscles are clearly visible. And so tone is achieved through a combination of diet, exercise, and rest. So breaking it down like that, which one would you want? Would you want the tone or would you want the muscle? Now, I'm hoping that this description led you to the conclusion that you want both. You want both tone and muscle. When you say you want to have nice arms and sculpted glutes and shapely thighs and calves, girl, that's all muscle. All muscle, and what do you have to do to get that muscle? I'll wait, because I know you're probably multitasking, so I'll wait. Okay, so you have to strength train. You have to lift weights, a resistance train, or whatever you want to call it. You have to lift weights to build muscle. When you strength train those muscles, they change from small and weak to bigger and stronger. And in order to see those strong tone muscles that you've built or that you're in the process of building, what do you think you have to do next? You have to have a solid combination of diet, exercise, and some rest. In some cases, lose weight and reduce body fat. So that's what you need to do in order to see those muscles. Now, I know you've heard it quite a bit before, but I'm going to say this for the ladies in the back or the ones that are multitasking while you're listening to me. And I know you're multitasking because I do it too when I listen to podcasts. But girl, you are not going to look like a man if you lift weights on a regular basis. And if this doesn't apply to you, tell a friend who needs to hear it. Trust me, I wouldn't steer you wrong. If you're doing it naturally, meaning without growth hormones or steroids, it is not possible to lift weights on a regular basis and look like a man. Okay, I'm done with that rant for now. But don't get mad at me if I come back to it because that's another one of those things that really grates my nerves and grinds my gears. But this isn't about me, it's about you. And I know you need to know the amazing benefits there are to building muscle. And I want to start this part off by saying that you can build and maintain muscle as you age. Just to give you a little bit of backstory about me, I mentioned this in one of the previous episodes that I did, is that I really owe it to my husband for showing me the benefits of lifting weights and showing me around the weight room in general. But it really wasn't a straight road for me to lift weights. Part of my story is that once I started to go to the gym on a regular basis, I started taking fitness classes, specifically step aerobics. Do you guys remember step aerobics back in the day? I think now it's called like turbo step or something like that. But back in the day, and I'm going to date myself here, it was back in the early mid 90s. It was called step aerobics. And I started taking classes and I was standing in the back of the room and I was looking real confused, y'all, like really confused. But as you can probably guess, I got hooked. And I moved to the front of the room, and eventually I got certified, and I became instructor, and the rest is history. But I was teaching like a zillion classes a week, and I was doing cardio until the cows came home. And I did that for well over 10 years. But guess who hardly had any muscle? Ding, ding, ding. You got it. It was your girl. And I'm here to tell you that no amount of cardio is going to build muscle. So, like I said in my previous episode, I started to lift weights and I started to do it consistently. And that's when my body really began to transform. I mean, really transform. I started to see sculpted shoulders, a wide back, a smaller waist, sculpted glutes, the whole nine yards. And I'll tell you more about that in a future episode, but I really started to see a transformation in my own body. And I'll share that I was in my late 30s before I started to consistently do the weight training. So there is not a time limit on building muscle. Now, what I was talking about earlier was for the most part aesthetic. And I know that's important to many of us, self included, no shade in that. But I want to tell you about some even better reasons that you should want to build muscle. And there's a lot, but here are a few. Building muscle helps to prevent muscle loss. It helps to increase metabolism. It builds better hormonal balance. It boosts the libido. It helps with fat loss and reduction of abdominal fat. It helps with bone health and bone density and helps with better blood sugar levels. And one of my favorite things is that strength training for women. It makes you feel stronger and it makes you stronger. I feel strong and I feel empowered when I lift weights. And again, it's really amazing to see how the body transforms when it's done consistently. So, in closing, when you think about having muscle and being toned, think about it as peanut butter and jelly. Think about it as salt and pepper. Think about it as yin and yang. They go together, and you really can't have one without the other. So don't be afraid of lifting weights and increasing the amount of weights that you lift. Your body and your bones will thank you. You'll feel stronger, and if done consistently with the right balance of nutrition, your body will start to transform. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the very next episode, I want you to take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.